Why on earth are they pushing the globe model? Here's the scoop. The globe is painted as this encompassing container of all known land. Now check this out. Ever heard of those no-fly zones? Picture this. There are certain areas near the Arctic and Antarctic circles where flying is a big no-no. Why, you ask? Well, the juicy bit is that there might just be some undiscovered lands there. Take Captain George Hubert Wilkins, a contemporary of Admiral Byrd, who boldly claimed to have flown a whopping 5,000 miles beyond Antarctica, stumbling upon lands and peoples we've never heard of. Sounds wild, right? But here's the kicker. Those lands are conveniently left out of all our maps. It makes you wonder why international pilots steer clear of these areas, because they don't want those lands to be discovered.